comparing the death of Michael Jackson to that of Princess Di, and the reaction thereof is nothing shorter than foolish, in my opinion. Those in the media, Geraldo Rivera especially, he seems to be going from one side to the next, seem to be taking the death of the so-called King of Pop too far. Yes, he did sell hundreds of millions of records. Yes, he does have a huge following. But again, like I mentioned the other day, there's another side. Did he sleep with young children? Absolutely, he admits it. Did he go to links, in fact, paying $20 million, I believe, to a so-called victim to settle a case? That's part of public record. Is this someone that we need to idealize? Is this something that we need to, or someone that we need to compare to the death of a monarch like Princess Di? I hardly think so. The Michael Jackson bandwagon needs to slow down and stop, and everyone needs to open their eyes and take a look at the big picture, because they're not doing that right now. Geraldo, you and the crying judge, Seidlin, need to wake up and smell the coffee. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.